When I do one of these talks, I often end with a poem or the lyrics to a song. I'll be doing that again today. But I want to start with some of the lyrics to "I Am, I Said," written by Neil Diamond in the early 70s. As I was writing this talk on home, Susan reminded me of this song that so plaintively speaks about having lost a home. LA's fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is layback. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, I keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City, born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. "I am," I said, to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. "I am," I cried. "I am," said I. "And I am lost, and I can't even say why, leaving me lonely still. But I got an emptiness deep inside, and I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone." A haunting message. Neil Diamond is writing about someone who is deeply distressed. He's lost something that we all need. There are three central questions that a person needs to answer. Where is home? Who is my family? And where are my friends? The home part is perhaps the key to the other two. Home is part of who we are and how we are connected to others. The word and concept of home is everywhere. Without trying very hard, I come up with home on the range, home cooking, home is where the heart is, home page, homeland security, home plate, and don't forget Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, concluding her adventure by saying, "Oh, Aunt Em, there is no place like home." The idea of home is a ubiquitous one. Why? Is it even worth talking about? I think it is important because it's such a powerful part of our identity, our status, our sense of meaning, and also is a concept that connects all of us here in this congregation. Why do we call home plate home plate? Why not fourth base or end base or hooray for you base? We call it home because once you get there, you're safe and you have touched all the other bases. How about home page? Why not table of contents page or index page? Maybe home page is called home page because that's where you can find everything you need and are looking for. This past summer, Susan and I spent a month in the town where we both used to live. Although when we lived there, we were friends and colleagues, but not a couple. I arrived in Arcata in Humboldt County in 1967 and left in 2004. Susan arrived in 1979 and left in 1999. We decided it would be fun to go back to visit old friends and old haunts and get away from the sometimes hectic pace of life that we were leading, as well as getting away from the soaring temperatures of a Santa Clarita summer. When we arrived in Arcata, I had an email from an old friend that said, "Welcome home." When I moved to Santa Clarita, on purpose, I never referred to Humboldt County as home. Calling it home would frame things a little differently, and possibly having me missing it more than I wanted to. I also wanted to make Santa Clarita my home, and I didn't want to confuse myself. Having someone else use the term for me got me thinking about the concept of home. I thought of Dorothy's Aunt Em, and also Tom Wolfe's novel, You Can't Go Home Again. So the question is, what is or where is home, and should we care? Susan reports that when she is at home, she feels warm, safe, and cared for. And she also says that she feels that way about her old home in Humboldt County. I suspect that even if you don't feel safe, warm, and cared for where you live, you probably wish that you had a home where you felt like that. Besides the warm, safe, and cared-for thoughts, home also gives us part of our sense of identity. I was asked by a person in Arcata, where are you from? In response to that question, I usually answer in a couple of ways. I often say I'm from Arcata in Humboldt County, but since I was standing on a street in Arcata, I must have sounded like an outsider. I had other options. Sometimes I say I'm from L.A., and sometimes I say I'm from Nebraska. I haven't lived in Nebraska in 65 years, and technically I don't live in the city of Los Angeles. However, both answers serve to let me identify myself a little, either as a cowpoke from the sand hills of Nebraska or hip old guy from L.A. Some time ago, Susan and I spent a delightful time in Scotland. In Edinburgh, we decided to take a bus tour around and about the city. As we're preparing to board the bus, two adolescent girls were taking tickets and chatting up the passengers. One of them asked us where we were from. I said we were from Los Angeles in California. One of them then reached out to touch me, and I said, we're not movie stars. She replied, but you might be. Home not only gives you identity, but it also gives you status. If you're living in a blue tarp tent under an overpass, you are not getting warm and caring feelings or identity or status. No, I take that back. You're getting an identity as a homeless person and a problem and the lowest possible status. There's an old saying that home is where when you go there, they have to take you in. We could see that as a somewhat cynical view of the concept of home, but we could also see that maxim as saying that when you have lost everything, car, job, spouse, you still have the identity of home, where I am from. I suspect that home identity is not the last resort, but the thread that weaves through all the rest of who you are. Home is the connection between you and the rest of the physical and psychological world, the place you go out from to the world, and the place where you go to from the world. Where I am from, home, connects me to everything else. Where is your home? It's certainly not the same for everyone. A Pew survey of a few years ago found that a little over a third of the sample did not identify their current address as home. Some thought it was where they lived the longest, where their family is from, or where they went to high school. Wherever it is, a personal concept of home provides a greater sense of satisfaction with life, as well as expectations of future stability. Those feelings become stronger over time. As I mentioned, my family lived in the cattle country of Nebraska for 5 years, 65 years ago. It was a stopover between living in Chicago and living in California. My sister, who has lived in Reno for the last half century, went to and graduated from high school in Nebraska, and she thinks of that place as home and visits her surviving old friends as often as she can. In 2 years, the Broken Bow High School class of 1952 will have their 70th reunion, and she'll be there. I think that is home to her because she was somehow marked in a positive way by her stay there as a teen. I graduated from the sixth grade there, but I don't think of it nearly the same way as she does. In my almost 40 years in Humboldt County, I lived on Nealon Mountain, Eureka, Fortuna, Starvation Flats, Table Bluff, Moonstone Woods, Trinidad, and Arcata. The sum of all those places and my career at College of the Redwoods marked me in a positive way, and that's made me very fond of the land around Humboldt Bay. I've lived here in the valley for 15 years, and I have been happily marked by this place, which I call home, except, of course, when asked about it by Scottish adolescents. In my mind, I keep coming back to sports analogies. Baseball has a home plate, a place for possibilities and safety. The other major sports don't have a home anything other than the playing field where they are used to playing, the home field advantage. Football, basketball, and soccer have goals that change periodically through the game, but they don't have a home base. What people need, I think, is a baseball life, a place from which there are possibilities and second chances, even third and fourth chances, and that same place where you are safe and supported. The story of E.T. in the film E.T. the Extraterrestrial is a universal one that resonates with many of us. Here's poor old E.T., left behind by his spaceship, and all he wants to do is go back to his home world. His first English word is home. With the help of his young friends and a real knack for making something out of nothing, he's able to do that. It's a tale told over and over, from Lassie going home, to Back to the Future, to lost children struggling to get home, to John Denver hoping a country road will take him home. The homeless situation in our county and in the state is, as we all know, a huge problem. It's a problem for the communities that are trying to either absorb or displace the homeless, and an even bigger problem for the men, women, and children that are forced to live on the street or in their cars. The county citizens voted to increase our taxes to help fund solutions to the problem, and county agencies are attempting to deal with it. In spite of these efforts, the numbers of the homeless have increased, not decreased. The LA Times recently reported that 1,000 homeless people died in LA last year. The average age at death was 51. The LA Times also recently reported that mental illness was more rampant among the homeless than previously reported. I believe that not having a home, not having security, not having stability, not having a sense, not having a base, is certainly a precursor to psychological dysfunction. Having a safe home and a place of belonging is an important step to mental health. And I'm empathetic to our homeless and to the refugees who have been made homeless by violence and poverty. They seek asylum in the U.S. but are turned back, separated from their families, children lost in the bureaucracy. All those horrors are because the homes they had are no longer safe, warm, and caring. They've become places of violence and death. Seeking a home, though, is part of the American story. Indeed, as we look at the history of all humankind, seeking a home is always part of the human story. Now, how does all this relate to our congregation? Our congregation has done some traveling in the last almost 20 years, starting out in the founder's home front rooms, moving to the synagogue, then to the Newhall Elementary School, the Senior Center, and finally here to the Vibe Performing Arts Studio. Personally, and I suspect that applies to others as well, I didn't ever think of any of those places as our spiritual home. Leaving each of them was more like an inconvenient change rather than a wrenching dislocation. Maybe because we realize that we don't call ourselves a church, we call ourselves a congregation. And maybe that's because we realize that we, this group of us, is home. I don't know about you, but I feel safe, warm, and cared for in our fellowship. Though we don't have our own building, we have created a home without walls. That, for me, is a nice spiritual thought. In my somewhat compulsive reading of obituaries, I find that fairly often the obituary will state that the deceased has been called home by Jesus. I like it that for us, spiritually speaking, we are already home here at UU of SCV. Neil Diamond was lonely and distressed because of his perceived lack of a home. These closing lyrics are by Paul Simon, who wrote about his desire to be homeward bound. I'm sitting on the railway station, got a ticket to my destination, on a tour of one-night stands, suitcase and guitar in hand, homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escaping, home where my music's playing, home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines, and each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound, home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Oh, Ann, there's no place like home. Thank you for listening.